reports continuously, and with every press conference they seem to have for our Dallas Cowboys, now 2 weeks away from the season kicking off, more players are now added to the COVID-19 list or protocol list. Got coaches out. A little who's on the hotline this morning to see.
Jerry. You know, blink twice if it's a Pfizer, blink once if it's the
Jerry, what's going on?
Hey, Jerry.
Everything's going on. This whole place going to absolute Odessa in a handbasket.
I know what you mean.
Odessa, huh?
Well, I'm an old man. You know it, and I know it. Goodness gracious.
We know what you mean, yeah.
No, I don't care about HIPAA violations,
That's HIPAA.
Understand what any of that is.
It's bad,
that is,
huh?
It's just anarchy over here.
I'm sorry.
Anarchy.
No, I mean, but we're still doing fine.
You know, I've been watching Hard Knocks.
I wish they
put more of you on it.
Well, I'd love to be on the Hard Knocks on the HBO. And, you know, it's not just cable. It's HBO thing. But I'm too busy in the background having to run this thing that's trying to run itself into the ground.
What's going on?
You know, positive tests over here.
Yeah.
An outbreak over here.
Yes.
You know, I'm doing all I can.
But
I'm telling everybody, wear the dang face masks. And if not, it's a 15-yard penalty. And you know, I'm going around, believe me, I have a couple of treatments, in fact, that I've personally devised.
Oh, you do?
On my own. They're pending FDA approval and NFL approval.
I bet. Yeah.
One thing you can say about Cowboy Jerry, he takes care of his players.
Well,
I take care of my players.
Okay.
I'm looking out for my players. They're like my sons. I've never had real sons.
You have sons, but I treat them
like my own family.
You have several.
I believe in the vaccination. I believe that's the way we get rid of this COVID.
But you can still go to the game without
having it. I believe that
unless you're coming to an AT&T Stadium.
That's it.
Then you don't have to have it.
Right.
And I believe that you need a ticket.
You need a ticket.
You can get DallasCowboys.com.
Okay.
Right now. Tickets still available.
They are available right there. Okay.
But I'm serious. I'm with my wits end.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I told you I tried everything. I've tried that
you did not.
That's
the ivermectin?
Dewormer?
Come on.
Well, it's not the first time I've tried animal meds before.
Really?
There's a whole story there.
Where's that?
Well, how do you think we got Jimmy's hair so luscious in there? That's right, mane and tail. There have probably been a fair amount of horse tranquilizers, I ain't going to lie.
And
I've spent most of my time, they say, with blinders on.
Whoa!
That's a horse joke, too.
I see. I heard, yeah.
Cheryl, I don't think this is very good.
No, we liked it, Cheryl.
But no. Well, I only gave it to a few players.
Well, who did you give it to?
Well, C.D. Lamb.
The ivermectin?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, he tested it.
Well, it's a positive, right?
So why?
Because he's a lamb.
Oh,
I mean, it
no.
says on their lifestyle.
Not the same.
Not an actual lamb.
No, Jerry.
I don't think it's helped a dang with the COVID. But I will tell you, immediately afterwards, he ran a 4.140. He hurtled over the entire defensive line.
Okay.
And he jumped on top of the goalpost. Took us 20 minutes to get him down.
All right, thank you.
I'm glad we had them tranquilizers.
Okay.
Easy, fella.
All right, there he is.
But we'll be ready.
You're ready.
2 weeks from tonight, you got to play Tom Brady.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, and if you don't think he's not behind all this, I'm telling you right now.
All right, there he is. Cowboy
Jerry. Go Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
There he is.